Hello and welcome back to Bourbon Barrel Talk. I'm your host, Scott Minton. Today we're shining a spotlight on a local gym, Dynasty Epoxy. They are Kentuckiana's leading epoxy flooring specialist. They transform any of your spaces into stunning masterpieces. Whether it's your garage, basement, or any other living space, they've got you covered. They've been perfecting their craft for over a decade, and with more than 30 years of combined experience on their team, with twin owners Seth and Phil, not only will you receive exceptional service, but you will also receive double the quality. For your free on-site quote, call 502-264-8808. Dynasty Epoxy. Skip the headache. Call the best. And we're back in the Brock Bourbon Bar, and we are drinking whiskey.
Yeah.
What kind of whiskey, Barbara?
Well, we've got a twice-barreled Tennessee whiskey from Jack Daniel's. It's their Heritage Barrel Rye. Comes in at 100 proof. Yeah, that's about it.
100 proof. What's up with that?
Okay, so there's itty bitty letters here. Hold on here.
Itty bitty. Do we need to give that to somebody that can see?
I think so.
No.
Looks like we do.
She says she got it.
I got it. So it is a straight rye whiskey, aged in new oak barrels and then matured in our handmade heritage barrels, which are heavily toasted and lightly charred to create a unique flavor.
Well, there we go. So it's basically like a double oak.
Yeah.
Jack Daniel's.
Basically. Okay. Yeah, but it's a rye.
That's a rye.
Yeah, my kind of jam.
Fair enough.
My kind of jam.
And it's unique.
So it's kind of like the Naughton Tournament.
Correct.
32 whiskey, the Jack Daniel's bonded rye.
Correct.
There we go. Hot dang. Mm-hmm. But it's double oaked.
This baby's dark.
It is dark.
It's beautiful.
It's got a beautiful color.
I do like it.
It's got lovely legs.
Oh, dude, the nose on this thing. It's money.
Oh, A little bit of
banana nut bread.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. I was going to say it is rich and sweet.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh. It's got a lot of caramel. It's got some cinnamon.
Yeah.
A little bit of what I would call like allspice or like an apple pie spice type thing.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Mm. All right. Who's diving in for the first sip?
Does anybody else have any notes on the nose?
That's right. Dan's studying, man. Dan is studying the viscosity and the legs that thing's got.
And Kofi's absolutely gorgeous.
Kofi's hitting the wheel over there.
I'm sniffing away.
And
I'm really sniffing away. I'm trying to still.
There is something sweet that's in here.
Oh yeah.
I almost want to say cinnamon, but I don't think it is. I think it's something that's a little sweeter than that.
Mm-hmm. Dude, that's really good.
Okay, I haven't pulled yet.
It's got more spice than I was expecting, based on the bottled and bond, the Jack Daniel's bonded rye. But dude.
Oh man.
That's got like a nice, like mellow spice on the front palate. It goes straight into that.
Oh yeah.
That like spiced bread. Mm-hmm. Like the banana doesn't come through as much on the palate, but ooh.
Mm.
All right, pull number two.
Yeah, I just did pull number two. Yeah, that's my kind of barrel.
So that baking spice, I'm trying to pick up at this point.
Yeah.
I don't know that it's as much the allspice and stuff as it was on the nose as it is on the palate.
Feels like it could be like cardamom and ginger.
Yeah, that I could probably attest to that.
And the ginger would also pull in some of the spice.
They're not a light amount of clove though, like or that tobacco-y, like remember those DeJorum cigarettes, the little clove cigarettes?
I do.
Like that to me, it's got a little bit of that like numb like. Tingled spice in there. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. Like a mulled.
Yeah.
It's definitely a tingled spice. My mid palate is still tingling.
Yeah, I'm in the aromatic earthy range, so okay. I'm feeling what could be tobacco, but I felt the clove. Definitely.
Yeah, I think it is a little bit of clove
but
in there.
So you've had DeJorums then, Kofi. Are you getting a similar like profile on that, especially like the mid palate? Like that's
let me get back to you.
That's fine. Dive back in.
Yeah. Dive. God,
I'm going in for pull
three. I love
three.
This one.
It's solid. It's a solid
this
little pour.
Really good. It doesn't drink 100.
So funny, like the initial like punch feels a little hotter than 100.
Mm-hmm.
But the mid palate and the finish, it drinks like 80 proof.
Yeah.
It's weird. But there's so much weird like spice that I can't pinpoint. And like that's the closest thing I can come to is kind of that like clovey, like DeJorum types, cigarette or cigarillo or whatever they were called.
Yeah, I would get I go with
you. It's not quite that, but it's in that ballpark.
Yeah, it's way, to me, this is earthier than that. The jerome's a little sweeter.
Sweeter, yeah. Okay.
But I'm with you.
Yeah. All
right. The I don't clove. Know. I love this one, though.
It's pretty solid.
Absolutely.
The clove was the strongest note that I got from this, so I'm happy you brought it up.
Nice.
Dan? Are you staring?
He's got a lot popping
Rarely is Dan speechless. I don't know what's going on over here with my buddy.
Tastes so good.
Mm-hmm. It does. It has a to your point. It hits the front of your palate, kind of strong. It mellows out in the mid palate, and you're right. It doesn't feel like it's 100 proof after that. Mm-hmm. I'm still trying to specify all the different flavors that are in there. I mean, there is an amalgamation of spices in here.
Yeah,
it's difficult to pinpoint. Clove, I don't know.
It's complex. I'll tell you, for a hundred proof rye that's been double oaked or toasted double oaked, you know, it's definitely got some complexity that I wasn't expecting.
I've still got something sweet on the nose, and I can't pinpoint what it is.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad you also mentioned how that first wave is pretty strong. I've grown to love the ryes more. But yes, the spice of that rye is like... Whoosh-ong.
So the funny thing is, it's probably not quite as much the rye spice as it is the actual spice from the oak.
Okay. Yeah.
Being that double barrel.
Yeah.
Or being, you know, barreled that second time.
That's probably why it's such a difficult mix to pinpoint of that.
I just keep going back to the nose. So like the more get it on the tip of your nose, like don't get your nose all the way in the glass, but like literally just put it right on the tip. Ooh. It's almost like a banana tobacco. Yeah. Like it's really weird.
I just smelled the tobacco when you said just put it on the tip.
Wow. And it's a pretty strong tobacco.
It is. Yeah. So that's why I said I was having a hard time, and that's the reason I kept going back, and I was like, well, is it the DiGiorno? Because I'm getting kind of that clovey like scent. Right. And then when I get that, so it's, I think the nose is really influencing me in this situation on my palate. So
you are picking up I do sense the sweet, but I think your ability to detect banana is stronger than me. But yes, I hear you there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know.
Tobacco is definitely prominent. Yeah.
I got the banana more when it was a much fuller glass. Now I'm getting a whole lot more of that heavy tobacco, but it's
sweet tobacco.
Yeah, it's the sweet tobacco.
Yeah, 100%.
That's probably the sweet that I'm in.
Yeah,
might be. I don't know. It's all crazy. So,
I don't know. Very solid pour.
So we don't have this to go up against anything. So we're going to, let's flavor this on a scale of 1 to, what do we do, 5 or 10?
Whatever.
Let's do 10. So that gives us a little bit more variance to kind of play with in that situation. So what would everybody rate this on a scale from 1 to 10?
All right. Peanut Gallery is going. We've got an 8. We got an 2 8s.
I would go with an 8.
I'm not going with Jared.
I'm in the 8 group.
But he originally put up a 7.
Yeah.
7 over here for Johnny. I'm going an 8.
Yeah, I mean
this one's solid.
So I'm kind of in between you guys. I think I'm like a 7.5, 7.7, somewhere in that realm.
Oh,
you
that's,
know?
Yeah. That's an 8.
I mean, listen, dude. When you start going on a 10-point scale, like you've got to get some variance in there, right?
Absolutely.
Like,
we might as well have gone to a 20-point scale the way you just did it.
Yeah.
Nah.
Then it would be like probably like a 15.2 or 15.4.
I knew it.
All right. What do you think?
Math is my friend. So,
Dan.
No,
Dan.
Math is your wife.
That's true.
Yeah. I'm going to probably put this at an 8.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
You?
I was already 8. I led like that.
Come on, Barbara. And you were an 8 too?
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely. So.
You're one bringing down the curve here.
I think the 8s have it.
I said there's
no,
a couple.
It's a 7.9.
There were a bunch of 8s back here.
It's probably like a 7.9. Yeah, there was a couple of 7s. There was a bunch of 8s, you know. So I think we're right in that 7.7 to 7.8, you know, 7.9 range.
What gives me the 8 is the complexity of the whole the whole palette.
It is so complex.
I think for me, the only reason that I wouldn't have rated it in an 8 was because of the fact that I felt like it was... a little lacking on the finish. Like, for a rye, I would typically want something to give you a little bit more of that hug.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there was no hug.
Yeah, I mean, it was super, super smooth and sweet, you know, so.
Yeah, that's why I think I favor it. Yeah. It's true. I like how it let me go.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Just let you go. Yeah. So, Well, that's our review of the Jack Daniel's Twice Barreled Special Release. If you want to find Bourbon Barrel Talk, you can find us on Facebook, the Instagram, or the X. Make sure you hit the subscribe button. That way you can get our episodes as soon as they're hit the market, whether it's on, let's see, Spotify, iTunes, whatever. So this is Scott, Kofi, Barbara, and Dan signing off. Peace.
Peace out.
Outta.